Thank you, Madam President. My delegation congratulates you on your stewardship as President of the Conference on Disarmament. I further take this opportunity to thank you for circulation of the draft report and further appreciate your efforts to conduct outreach to solicit views on the draft report of the CD circulated as CD Working Paper 651. At the onset, my delegation wishes to once again express concerns that the CD is not fulfilling its mandate as a single multilateral negotiating forum on disarmament, and that the inability to register progress on any items on the CD's agenda undermines the credibility and relevance of this body. The fact that the CD was again unable to agree on a program of work during the 2023 session and undertake substantive work, which means to engage in negotiations, is indeed a factual reflection which must be noted in the report of the CD. We should not substitute the real work of the CD by recognizing the impression created by some CD members that substantive work is being undertaken by the Conference on Disarmament, while the reality is that this body has been in stalemate for several years now. Madam President, the draft report serves as a fair basis to start engagements. My delegation wishes to offer its observations on the draft report as follows. Under Section 2, Organization of Work of the Conference, regarding attendance and participation of states non-members of the conference on paragraph 9, this reflects the current situation regarding the request for observers, which unfortunately still remains unresolved. But with regards to the subheading, we would propose to include the words observer status in brackets, just for more clarity in the document. Under D, agenda and program of work for the 2023 session, this section also reflects the adoption of the agenda items for the 2023 session. It also reflects the absence of reaching a consensus on the program of work for 2023. In this regard, my delegation wishes to delete the reference to program of work and perhaps just say agenda for the 2023 session, as the current formulation may appear to be slightly misleading. Regarding further proposals, it's in relation to the sequencing of the report, and we would like to propose regarding the expansion of the membership on the conference, paragraphs 13 and 14. You know, this issue still remains open, and we would propose to have the issues of attendance and participation of states non-members and expansion of the membership to be placed in a consecutive manner. Before point D, on agenda of work for the 2023 session. And we would say D, F, and G then would follow sequence. Under section 3, substantive work of the conference during its 2023 session, also they would reference to the use of the words substantive. It's also important to just reiterate that the conference failed to adopt a program of work and therefore was unable to conduct substantive work. So here again, the word substantive may be misleading, and we therefore propose to delete the word substantive and maybe just say work of the conference. On paragraph 54, which talks to the establishment of a program of work, once again, and I quote, being aware of the need for progress in fulfilling the mandate of the conference and building on the focused efforts in the Conference on Disarmament to establish a program of work. This too, perhaps we could look at rewording this paragraph, because it implies that there was a program of work that guided the work for 2023. Here also we would perhaps like to see language to either clarify or to reflect the failure or inability to reach consensus on the program of work for this year. Madam President, That's our provisional views for now, and I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate the importance of the Conference on Disarmament as the single multilateral negotiating body of the international community on disarmament, and we call for the resumption of its functioning according to its mandate. My delegation further wishes to express its support to you and towards the achievement of a consensus report on the CD for 2023. I thank you.